Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I meant cats. 70 cats.
Why 98 kittens?
Hello, baby.
Time to celebrate a Friday radio show.
How about a cup of coffee?
Coffee
makes me a mite nervous when I drink it.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
I can't smell myself anymore.
Welcome to the Phillips and Company Morning Show for a Friday. So excited. This week was not as terrible as the last 2 weeks as far as the length. I don't know, the last 2 weeks to me felt long.
Yeah, and I think the weather plays a part in that too. Because it's been nice, you know?
Yes.
And it's been very, you know, breezy.
It was beautiful.
Easy breezy.
Beautiful yesterday. Kevin played that coffee thing.
Because it's National Coffee Day.
That's right. And we'll have where you can get free coffee today.
Ooh, free coffee?
Yeah. There's a bunch of places.
Really?
One is right in our building. Oh. I'm surprised. Mm. They'll probably bring us some.
Is it our kitchen?
There's something going on with our...
Spoiler alert.
Our coffee. It's not... It's very bitter lately.
Yeah,
I think the machine needs to be cleaned. I say that and people look at me like I'm crazy. I'm not the one to do it. Who's in charge of all that stuff? Not me.
I don't know. Maybe that, you know, maybe the sock strainer wasn't a good idea.
yesterday afternoon was gorgeous. I spent the afternoon watching eighth grade girls play soccer.
Ooh.
Sounds creepy a little bit, but it was my niece. Yeah, it's the big diocesan championship going on. So my niece Sid is on the team.
And what position?
I don't know.
Because I was a fullback.
I don't know.
When I played.
I don't know what she is. I have no idea. I don't know any of the positions. I don't know anything about it. Last time I saw her play soccer was years ago because she had not been playing soccer because her gymnastics schedule was so much. So they quit gymnastics, and so she's back into soccer. And let me tell you, they're good. Like, it was. Do you remember when you first go to soccer games when you're kids,
yep.
your kids mm-hmm. and your relatives are young, and it's just like little swarms
of just running together. Going here.
It's spread out, and there's crazy kicks, and the goaltending's amazing. I mean, both teams were amazing. It was a great game. No goal until, like, the end of the first half. Is it a half?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. So Blessed Sacrament won the game. So congratulations to Blessed Sacrament. They go into the championship this afternoon. I'll be at that too.
Is that also here locally? Or
yeah, they have it at a different field. Like it moves.
Okay.
So it's a home field for St. Clair, which I went to St. Clair. And I went to Blessed Sacrament. I don't know who I'm going to root for. It's going to be difficult. So that's this afternoon. But I think they played St. Peter and Paul. I think that's who they played. Were outstanding as well. It was a really, really good game. I know. You know, I had to quit the soccer team as a youth because I crossed the highway.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was second or third grade. Years later, I came to the realization that, okay, I know that I shouldn't have crossed the highway. I was in third grade. My cousin snitched on me, but I really realized that my mom disliked soccer immensely, and that was her punishment, so she didn't have to go to soccer games anymore.
Oh, was it the games or the practices?
No, the games.
Okay.
I think I walked home. I was close.
Okay.
Because
I totally understand that about, you know, you got to quit this. Why? Because I don't want to go to the 12 practices a week for the one game. And then, well, I know soccer, though, is a busy schedule. I've got friends who've got, like, five kids.
They play year-round now.
Yeah, and they also, you've got five kids. You got, like, two or three games every weekend. You don't even get to spend your weekend at home.
You know what I have? No kids and all the time in the world. But I am a good aunt. I go to everything. Okay, so today on the show, we end our week with our final pair of Blues tickets for their home opener against Dallas next Saturday night. Now that the Cardinals season is officially over, that's what it says on my weather sheet.
It's not a. It's
they're still playing.
They're still playing. Their postseason.
No, that's what I meant. Like
are gone.
They are. They're playing this weekend. I'm sorry about that, Cardinals, because we will have three in a row. You go, and it's a great day to be outside.
Perfect baseball weather.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, you won't be stressed out. You'll just hang with your friends and family and have a good time.
Yeah. Get some nachos. Mm-hmm. Oh, and there's a game on. Yeah, cool.
So three in a row, hockey tickets with hockey player or blank. It's National Coffee Day. We'll tell you where you can get coffee. Jen will be in around 6:30 or so, and she'll have your first schmig at 6:40. And a bunch of other stuff. It's going to be a great day. I'm excited about it, and I'm excited about the weather. Today, sunny, high of 80, and then tomorrow and Sunday, we're going to get to about 76. That is it. So it's going to be a great weekend to spend outdoors for October. We're ringing in October this weekend as well.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Sunday.
I have things that are on sale in October, too. Lots of good stuff today. Right now, it is 60. I'm making that up. And here is Lance with another look at your traffic.
I like the Courtney app. Courtney,
yes,
you
call it your own
the
app.
Weather bird.
Why
we
not?
Got the...
What do you think it is? Do you think it's close to, is it like 59?
I think it was 50 when I got up.
It was?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's not 60 then.
Current temp is, wait for it, 49.
Oh, geez.
Whoa.
You were close.
I'm really hot.
Rounding up.
You're only 20% off. The traffic is sponsored by...
Isn't that how the weather guys are?
Yeah, right. Traffic sponsored by Indeed.com. Indeed, it's rough in the Southwest corner.
Portugal the Man on the Phillips & Company Morning Show, Y98. It's a beautiful Friday morning, and it's a beautiful day for free coffee. Free coffee,
mm-hmm.
A lot of different places for National Coffee Day. Yesterday was National Bakery Day, and surprisingly, still a lot of cake from MacArthur's left. You don't understand. I don't know if your office is like our office, but if there's free food that comes in, it could be ribs at 8 a.m.
Mm.
People just getting here. Like, we've been up for a while.
Right.
So
sure.
Ribs at 8 a.m. aren't
totally okay with
the
it.
Craziest thing. It's not the craziest thing. But these people just got here. And they will dig into ribs at 8 a.m. But MacArthur's did bring three giant cakes. Kevin had some and ruined a picture. Our sister station
had more this morning and ruined the show.
Somebody from our sister station went and grabbed his camera because he wanted to take a picture of the cake that was sent to their station. And in that minute, there was cake taken already. It was already cut into.
Right. Well, it's because Y98 was yellow cake, and our sister station's cake was white cake.
Oh,
and
okay.
Went for the,
you had to cut into it to know that, though.
No, I guess I guess when they came in, they told those that were gathered around the other personnel that these cakes were the flavors.
Oh, okay. So. Okay, got it. But thank you to MacArthur's. So today, where you can get free coffee, there's a bunch of different specials at all your coffee places, like Krispy Kreme. They are doing it all weekend long. All you have to do is go into any Krispy Kreme, order any size hot or ice brewed coffee, no purchase necessary. Mm-hmm. Some of these are buy something and get a coffee. Dunkin' Donuts is giving away free medium coffees when you buy a medium or larger. So that's one. Tim Hortons, you can get free hot or iced coffee, any size with a coupon. You have to go to the Tim Horton mobile app, but the offer goes until October 6th, I think.
Nice.
Mm. 7-Eleven, you can go by there for a free coffee of any size. McDonald's is not quite free, but they're going to give you small caramel macchiatos and cappuccinos at a discounted price.
Mm-hmm. Starbucks?
Starbucks. They will not give out free coffee this year. They are going to instead replace all their menu boards with signs describing their sourcing commitments. Coffee farmer support.
Okay.
All right. That doesn't help you, does it?
No.
It helps the coffee farmers, but not you. Pete's Coffee. I know they're in hot. There's one in a hospital in Barnes, I think.
P-E-T-E or P-E-E-T? P-E-E-T. P-E-E-T.
Yeah, you can buy, with the purchase of any bag of blended beans, It's 25% off. Then you get a free medium coffee or tea. Do you see any?
I think there used to be one back in the day. I don't know if it's still there, but there used to be one at Lumiere Place, I think.
I haven't been to, I would normally know this because
right,
I
yeah.
used to go there all the time. But then I realized I had a problem.
Store locator.
So
you say there's one in Barnes?
I think so.
Oh, nice.
I might be making that up.
Let's see here.
I mean, it's no Memorial Hospital tuna salad, yeah. Tuna mm-hmm. salad Ooh. Sandwich.
Yeah, world renowned.
Yes, by Karen Landrum.
Let's see. I'm doing a 10-mile radius search of our building.
Barnes is within 10 miles, right?
Yeah, it's the crow flies, yeah.
Okay.
And it's a really speedy, I think it's my computer is more.
Okay, well, I'm going to move along and when you find it.
Take your time because the abacus in here is taking its time.
So Forever 21 is releasing a new line of clothing and it's Taco Bell fashion line.
What?
Shirts, bodysuits. If you eat a lot of Taco Bell, you probably can't pull off the bodysuit. Trust me, I know. Sweatshirts, jackets, and there's a few photos. Have you seen them? We'll put them up online. Okay. They did the towel thing like a year or two ago with the mild and hot packets that look like a big beach towel. But yeah, I mean, if they have a Cheez-A-Rito sweatshirt, I am in. And then this is a survey that I don't know who got paid to do the survey, but this is breaking news. Stoners flock to McDonald's and Taco Bell. Mm. Those are their two favorite places.
Oh, not Jack in the Box.
Nope. And they market to the stoner. No, 43% of stoners had visited McDonald's in the past 4 weeks. Taco Bell is second with 18%. And then Wendy's and Burger King are the next two. It's surprising. Yeah,
Wendy's is a little, compared to the others, is a little on the pricier side.
Mm-hmm. But Jack in the Box, their whole campaign
is all about, yeah.
That late night snack thing. Who else is going to eat that? I mean, you know, after 3 a.m. So you can't find the Pete's thing?
There are no locations in the metro area.
Okay.
In fact, it lists none in Missouri, and most of the ones in Illinois are up near Chicago.
I really thought they used to be in Barnes Hospital.
Maybe they did, because I swear they were used to be years and years and years ago. They used to be in Lumiere Place, but I haven't been in there in a long time.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
It was kind of on the periphery of the
I wasn't usually
building.
Drinking coffee at the Lumiere.
Right.
Beers involved, which led to the problem. All right, so this weekend you're going to have a gorgeous, gorgeous weekend. I smell a winery trip.
Ooh.
As long as they have beer available because I can't drink wine. I get crazy. But it's going to be sunny today, sunny tomorrow, sunny on Sunday with highs ranging from 76 to 80 through the weekend. Right now, it is 55, and here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
And that's brought to you by Indeed.com.
Y98, it's Kevin, Courtney, Lance, and Jen with you this morning at 627. And another cool-ish day. We'll see a high around 80 this afternoon, and right now still in the 50s.
This is a really cool story. You know how you hear these all the time. Somebody donates something to Goodwill, and they don't realize there's money inside, or coins, or whatever it is. Well, in New York, a Goodwill worker found in a donated purse $39,000.
Woohoo!
She is an assistant manager at the Goodwill in Long Island City.
Long Island was in near Montauk?
Long Island City.
Oh, okay, Long Island City.
All right. She said initially thought somebody was playing a joke on her, you know, like...
Right.
She found envelopes full of money in this purse. So she started looking around like, who's setting me up?
Oh, okay.
You know, and she ended up taking the cash to her manager, and they worked with a team of Goodwill employees to track down
who it was.
Who donated the purse.
Two California brothers.
Which is crazy, because I never leave my name or ask for a receipt when I...
You probably just drop off
of... Do the drop off.
I'm like, I don't need a receipt.
So they had just cleared out their grandmother's New York home after she died recently at the age of 101.
Mm. Wow. And two guys, by the way, don't you think girls would go open up the purse to see if there's anything else in there?
I go through old purses of mine sometimes and find
like $5. Oh, I would get excited about
really mad and some tobacco
leaves, some little flakes around there.
That's right. So they tracked him down, and one of the guys flew from California to New York to get the money. Mm-hmm. And I did not know this. Another little interesting tidbit: the woman that found the money was given a $3,900 bonus from Goodwill.
What?
Wow.
They recognize good behavior.
That's awesome.
And honesty makes her a hero, they said.
Wow.
That's great.
I feel like the brothers should
have also kicked in something as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
They did. It doesn't say. They wanted to remain anonymous. I only know him as Brian with a Y. And he just said it's good to know there's people like Kendall in the world. Yeah, they would have never known that money existed.
Right. Well, and it wasn't your money. It was your grandmother's money. So what is it to you? You didn't even know you had it in the first place. Give her 10%. Mm-hmm.
She said she believes in karma.
Oh, yeah.
Do good. Good things happen to you. So she's excited. That's awesome. And I didn't know Goodwill did that, which is very cool,
too. Yeah, there are going to be a bunch of people rifling through old purses at Goodwill this afternoon, for sure. Entertainment Schmig coming up in just a minute. Julia Louis-Dreyfus's big announcement yesterday that she has breast cancer. And Oprah Winfrey, the one question every single guest asked her. We'll have that for you in the Schmig coming up.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
Just hit it.
Just hit it.
It's brought to you by Dirt Cheap. Fall is here, so stock up on all your favorite seasonal brews at Dirt Cheap. Local domestic import. It's all on the cheap at Dirt Cheap.
Cheap, cheap, fun, fun.
Okay, so let's start with the news of Julia Louis-Dreyfus. She said yesterday in an Instagram post, 1 in 8 women get breast cancer. Today, I'm the one. And apparently she found out that she had breast cancer the day after she won the Emmy for Veep.
Mm, wow.
But here's the thing. We talked about how her speech was a little serious.
It was red, too.
Yeah.
She's usually off the cuff.
Yeah. She usually has some sort of shtick. One year she had Tony Hale come up because he's like her assistant and he kept whispering her acceptance speech in her ear.
Oh, so you're...
And we're like, that's weird that she didn't really plan anything. I think she had other things on her mind.
Right.
She was waiting to see and probably knew, you know, I speak from experience. Like, I think you have an idea. You kind of know. And
in your gut.
Yeah,
you do. So she said, the good news is that I have the most glorious group of supporting and caring friends and family, a fantastic insurance through my union. The bad news is that not all women are so lucky. So let's fight all cancers and make universal health care a reality. And all of her co-stars retweeted her message and sent support. And Tony Hale, I think, was one of the people that said, God, I love this woman. You know, so, you know, during a tough time thinking of other people. So we wish Julia Louis-Dreyfus the best. New movies out this weekend include Battle of the Sexes with Steve Carell and Emma Stone. It opened in limited release last week, but now it's opening nationwide. That's the Billie Jean King, Bobby Riggs tennis match back in the 70s. If you were not born before then, I was not.
It's a historical piece.
Yeah.
Also, if you were born after 1990, then you missed Flatliners with Kiefer Sutherland and Julia Roberts. That's when they were dating.
That's right. Yeah. But then she left him to go with Jason Patrick.
Yes, because he was in Flatliners too, right?
Yep.
Oh my gosh, the drama!
Before he lost his hair.
That was like BETD back in the day, Schmig. They've remade Flatliners, this time with Ellen Page.
Looks different, though.
Yeah.
Because the Flatliners from before wasn't like when...
They didn't have superpowers. Right.
Yeah, no. Also, American Made with Tom Cruise and Till Death Do Us Part with Taye Diggs. Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. It's Friday. I'm a little loopy. Hugh Hefner. We talked about his death yesterday. His wife, Crystal Harris, might not be in his will.
Yes.
Ooh.
It's crazy, right?
What is he, Jerry Lewis?
Well, she signed a prenup or something.
She signed a prenup, but here's the other thing. Someone said the last rewrite of his will was like 5 years ago, and he never updated it.
Oh,
I would say getting married to someone calls for an update.
If you were Crystal, wouldn't you be like, can we please update this?
You know, she may have known that
for a while.
Right. Yeah. She may have known that going in.
I'm sorry. She's in her 30s. She has a long life to live.
Right.
And yeah, she can get remarried. But I mean, take care of her. She was in her 30s. And she was married to you when you were in your 90s. She took care of you. You take care of her. I'm sorry. That's just me off my soapbox. Apparently, she'll be provided for through the prenup, but his estate goes to his 4 kids, the USC Film School, and a few other charities.
It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Come on. Not a good guy. Well, I saw people putting posts like, he loved women and really... don't try and do that.
I did go to the Playboy Club here in St. Louis when they reopened it under something else just because I wanted to see what it looked like.
Yeah.
And they didn't update it. It was like... And I was afraid to kind of sit on a sofa.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like real... I don't even know where it was. Do you know where that was, Lance? Was it by SLU? He's not listening. Look at him. Nothing. Gone.
Sarah Jessica Parker was at the New York City Ballet Gala, and someone asked her about a third Sex in the City movie. She said, it's over. We're not doing it. Thank you.
Okay.
Let's
not talk about it anymore.
Move on. She said, it's just disappointing we don't get to tell the story. And
you told a lot of stories.
Right. Yeah, you did. And the second movie was not good.
Maybe they want redemption. Maybe that's why they want
the third. I get that. But maybe they don't think the second one was terrible.
Yeah. TV this weekend. Okay, The Magic School Bus rides again. It premieres today on Netflix. If you grew up with The Magic School Bus, it's not really a redo, but Kate McKinnon is the younger sister, voices the younger sister of Professor Frizzle.
Yeah, Lily Tomlin was the original.
Mm-hmm. Ryan Gosling hosting the season premiere of SNL with Jay-Z performing. We talked about how a St. Louisan has been added to the cast. You'll be able to see him tomorrow night. Series premiere of Ghosted on Fox on Sunday. It's an X-Files parody with Craig Robinson and Adam Scott. And then Sunday, 9th season premiere of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That way.
Yes. And in between all of that, there are like a bajillion other shows premiering. Marvel's Inhumans, MacGyver, Hell's Kitchen, Hawaii 5-0, The Exorcist, Blue Bloods.
Oh, good. My daughter will be very happy. That's her show.
There you are. You're back.
Yeah. That was the show that my wife and I got into a fight over one night.
Why? Because you wanted to watch it?
I didn't want to watch it. I was just watching it, and she came in. We were a long week. We were both tired. And she said, what are you watching? I said, Blue Bloods. She said, why are you watching it? I said, I don't know. And she wanted me to turn it off, and it's just like, I wouldn't. I'd never watched the show before. I've never watched it since.
But it was one of those things where I'm not turning it.
Yeah. Right.
Principle. Just out of principle.
We got into a huge fight about it.
Well, it's worth watching again, Lance.
Kennedy Berghoff.
Highly endorses the show.
Right.
How old is she? 9?
11.
11?
That's Entertainment Schmig. More at 840 and online at y98.com.
And Lance, Helen called.
Helen, okay.
She was very excited.
Yeah, what you got?
Found a mattress, 364 eastbound before the bridge.
364 before the bridge.
I told her her name is now Helen Bed.
Yeah. What did she say?
She laughed.
Well, for traffic, it really should be Helen Wheels.
Well, that's what she was called when she broke her leg and had to
get her a wheelchair.
Yeah.
House traffic.
364, you said before the bridge? Before the Veterans Bridge there?
Yes.
All right, thanks, Helen, for that. I got to double check. I think that may...
198, it's the company with you at 654. The toilet paper. I don't really have a favorite brand. I just kind of buy whatever's on sale.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we can't buy nice things.
You can't.
No, our toilet is not high quality. We have to buy low quality toilet
paper. Well, may I suggest a toilet paper to you?
No. Yeah.
I'm not going to name names, but I buy whatever's on sale. Mm-hmm. Toilet paper companies take note. I don't really have a favorite. I just buy what's on sale. I do have a least favorite now, though, because one day I was in the store and something was on sale and I thought we had used it before. So I just picked it up and brought it home. As soon as I opened it, though, I was like, oh, no. This is the toilet paper that like your business buys if they're or like when you go into a porta potty. It's like
it's
tissue paper.
The one sheet.
It's so thin.
It has little wood flakes in it.
It doesn't have the wood flakes.
You get splinters.
But it is thin. I mean, you're talking about some wrappage here. You like wrap and wrap and wrap and wrap. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure I bought this roll of 24 back around Memorial Day. I mean, that's exaggerating, but it feels like it. I have never had a roll. I have never had rolls of toilet paper last as long as this toilet paper.
Why?
I don't know.
But you said you have to use a ton of it.
Because it's so thin, I think it still, even though you have to use a ton, it lasts way longer.
So
I cannot get rid of this toilet paper.
Are you happy about it? I don't understand.
No, but I know what Jen's saying.
I don't like it.
But you're going to still use it, and you're not going to buy a new until it's over.
As soon as I opened it up, Ryan's like, do you want me to... I said, we're not giving this to someone. What, are you going to give somebody an open thing of toilet paper?
There's 23 rolls.
Yeah, right? That's weird. We'll just use it. We go through toilet paper so quickly in our house, especially with young kids. Mm-hmm. Like, our four-year-old just, like, pulls and pulls and pulls off the roll. I said, oh, it'll be gone in a week or two. It's been months. I mean, Courtney, it's been like 2 months that we've had this toilet paper.
I think it's time to buy some new. If it's bothering you that much, you don't want to throw it away, though.
You put it in the guest room.
Yes.
In the guest room.
Yeah, in the guest bathroom. He doesn't even know what that is.
Or the guest room.
Right. He thought the master
bath was the main bathroom. Come on. It makes sense.
It does not. It's a master bedroom. And in the master bedroom
is the master bath. Okay. When you explain it that way, but in my head, as the master of the house.
Kevin learns that. Yes.
Yeah.
That still doesn't make sense. You're thinking. Even when you try to break it down.
Right.
It doesn't work.
It does to me.
You always have a bathroom something.
Yes. Problem? Yes.
Every time I go to grab a roll, I'm like, oh, this might be the last one. And there's still like 17
they're
rolls
multiplying.
Of toilet paper. I think they're gremlin. It's gremlin toilet paper if you're looking for it.
Hey, I want to mention real quick, because we haven't mentioned it in a while. We did it at the start of the show. But we still have your opportunity to win not only Blues tickets for opening night on October 7th against the Stars. We'll do that in the... we're doing it very soon. 7 o'clock hour. But we also have three in a row you go to tonight's Cardinals game. I know that our run at the postseason is not happening, but beautiful weekend for a baseball game.
Oh, yeah. And after this, you're not really going to...
You're going to miss baseball.
You're going to have to wait a while. Mm-hmm. So go enjoy a beautiful night. Today we'll see a high of 80. So game time temperature should be pretty nice, and 51 now downtown. The news is brought to you by First Community, introducing cashback checking at First Community. It's free checking that pays you cash for your debit card purchases. Learn more at firstcommunity.com. Lance Hildebrand now with a look at your 7 o'clock drive to work.
And it's sponsored by, go ahead.
How's it going?
Kevin, be ready. Traffic is sponsored by the Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and I say, Kevin, get ready because...
There's some cattle on the loose again.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Some cattle on the loose.
Woo-hoo. Oh, yeah. West of Festus, we got a cow.
Oh,
a
my gosh.
A moo cow in the roadway. Watch out. Highway P.
Thank you, cows.
Highway P at Mapa.
All right. It's time for three in a row. You go. I was waiting for the jingle.
Oh, no, it's not three
it's
in a row.
In
you
a
go.
Row.
It's a hockey player.
Oh, yeah, right. We've had this conversation a couple times about three in a row.
It is three. You have to get three in a row.
Right.
Yes. Three in a row for the Cardinals coming up next hour. But now, all week long, we've been quizzing you. Hockey player or one day we did IKEA furniture. One day we did international foods. International cities.
Vodka.
And today, it's hockey player or foreign leader. That includes past foreign leaders, too.
Yes.
So you get three in a row. You win a pair of tickets to the Blues Stars home opener a week from tomorrow, happening at Scott Trade. So first in is Dan from Baldwin.
Hi, Dan. How you doing?
Doing great. I wish I would have paid more attention to world history.
It's all right.
All right, Dan, you just have to let us know if this name we're going to tell you is a hockey player or a foreign leader.
Gotcha.
Here we go. Insko.
Insko. Foreign leader.
That's correct.
All right.
Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Herzegovina.
There's no IA.
Herzegovina.
It's just an A. No, oh, okay. IA. Don't act like you know everything. All right, next one is...
Hurts to be next to you.
Yeah, right? It does. Kaslava.
Can you say that one more time?
Kaslava.
Kaslava?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I think that's another world leader.
Oh, sorry. No. Hockey player, Dan.
It's actually Peter Kaslava. Sorry, Dan.
Okay, up next, Jenny from Union.
Hello.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
Good morning.
All right, Jenny. Hockey player or foreign leader? LaFontaine.
World leader.
That's right. That's old Jack Guy LaFontaine from Haiti.
Right, right.
Uh-huh. All right. Donica.
Hockey player.
There you go. That's right.
Thank you.
Sorry, I wasn't looking at Courtney when she said yeah, it's wrong. It's
no,
right.
It's correct.
Okay. She was shaking her head. Yes.
Yes.
And there's like a 5-second delay.
That's Antoli Donica.
Okay, Jenny, one more, and you win tickets to the Blues home opener.
All right.
Markov.
Let's go with world leader.
No.
Oh.
No, that's a hockey player.
Yep, that's Andre.
Andre Markov.
All right.
Sorry. Okay. This name sounds familiar. I think she tried to win yesterday.
Yes, she did.
She's back. Risha from Arnold.
Hi, Risha.
Hi.
Or Risha. Right.
Risha.
Risha.
Risha, you want these Blues tickets.
I'm very persistent.
Let's do it.
That's okay. Markovic.
I'm going to go hockey player.
No.
World leader.
Montenegro.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank
right.
you.
Mike from Edwardsville.
Good morning.
Hi,
good morning.
Mike. Mike Brandstrom. Or Brandstrom.
Hockey player.
You got it.
It's Eric. What about... man, I can't say some of these names.
Just say it with confidence.
Abramov. Abramov.
World leader.
No. Sorry, hockey player.
Vitaly. That's Vitaly. Oh,
and Patty from Highland is our last in
Come
for
on,
this
Patty.
Round.
Hi.
You can do it.
All right, Patty. Root. Root.
What did you... Root?
Yes.
Hockey player.
No. Mm. It's old Mark Root from the Netherlands.
Sorry, Patty.
Sorry, Patty. Okay. We got to line them up again.
Yeah, we'll take a whole new round of contestants for Blues home opener tickets. 531-9898 from Illinois. 618-397-9898. Call in. Take a few minutes to brush up on your world leaders. And we'll play again. But first, Lance Hildebrand with a look at traffic.
Brought to you by Indeed.com. Compared to yesterday,
installed so many countertops. They've seen so many different kitchens and baths and bars in people's basements that they can help guide you through the process.
Yeah, and if you don't believe us, just go to their website and you can see the just incredible amount of testimonials. It could be 3 days ago that their new countertops were installed. And people are so happy from start to finish when you walk in their showroom. And they have 6 area locations. Just go online and find the one nearest you.
K&D Countertops, a new kitchen in one day.
CountertopsSTL.com.
All right, our final pair of Blues home opener tickets up for grabs. We're playing hockey player or foreign leader. And up next, Shelly from Collinsville on line 4.
Shelly from Collinsville, I feel like you're going to win this. You ready?
I'm ready.
Hockey player or world leader? Belov.
Oh, goodness. Let's go hockey player.
Yes! You got it. One down.
Russ Izzati.
Izzati. leader.
Yes. Okay, one more and you win.
Davidov.
Davidov. Goodness. Let's go back to hockey players.
Yeah!
You just won tickets to the Blues home opener. It's a week from tomorrow, Saturday, October 7th, as they face off against the Dallas Stars. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You win the final pair. We've been giving them away all week. And if you are headed to the Blues season opener, home opener, don't miss any of the action. Be sure to come early for the pregame rally, live music, games, and more. And for a full schedule, you can go to stlewisblues.com.
Halloween starts at Goodwill, the original costume shop. Find a location near you at mersgoodwill.org. That's mersgoodwill.org.
727 at Y98. Let's get you an update on the roads brought to you by Taco Bell. Oh, boy. Another crash reported. Northbound 270 before 44. This one's on the shoulder. Police just pulled up there. Now, northbound 270 is going to be slow spots from Tesson Ferry past that wreck pretty much all the way up to Manchester. Been kind of a rough morning on 270 in the southwest corner. A lot of different issues as we've gone through this rush hour in the last couple hours. 44 westbound, a little slow as you move up to the work zone there at Shrewsbury. Eastbound 6440, that's slow from near Clark in past Mason, battling the sunshine. Volumes got you slow. Westbound 270 in North County, slow for near 367 past West Florissant. Taco Bell just made a taco shell entirely out of fried egg, and they filled it with bacon, potatoes, and cheese. It's called the Naked Egg Taco, and it's about to make breakfast a lot more interesting. I'm Lance Hildebrand. That is your Goodwill traffic, changing lives through the power of work on Y98.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.